On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the upcoming winter programs at the Tecumseh Park and Recreation. I'm Dale Gardner, and I'd like to welcome in, as always, the director of the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation, Sarah Gilmore. Sarah, welcome back once again.
Hi, Dale. Thanks again. Always appreciate being able to share what we're up to over there at the A.J. Smith Rec Center.
Absolutely. And you got a lot of great things that will be happening for the winter months. And so let's get right into it here, Sarah. So, you know, you got a lot of things planned for when people are looking for something to do because they want to be able to do something but be inside at the same time.
Winter has arrived.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yes, it sure has.
And I'm happy to say that we've got a really great plan ready to go at the rec center for, you know, through December all the way through mid-April, hopefully.
Excellent.
When it warms back up and we're able to get going.
Yes.
But until then,
yes.
You can always stop by and check out what we're doing. And we've got a great lineup again this year. Lots of favorites coming back and some new things. So
good.
We'll start it off with our youth bowling program.
Okay.
This is a long partnership we've had with 10 Pin Alley. Gosh, they're fantastic out there. And this is geared for ages 5 to 14. And this is a 9-week program. They'll bowl on Saturdays at noon. You get a house ball and shoes. The kids bowl 2 games each week. And this is just a fantastic way to either introduce bowling and start to understand a little bit more of the mechanics,
yeah.
Not just the gutter balls like I throw.
You're not alone in that.
Yeah, right. and or keep building the skills if they've done this program before. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, just a fantastic program. We love working with our friends over there at 10 Pin. You can register for this one by January 6th is best to register by, so we can make sure we have lane assignments and all that ready to go.
Sure, yeah.
And the program actually begins January 10th. Runs on Saturdays through March 7th. And
okay.
So you can register with us at Parks and Rec. You can stop in, or you can call 517-423-5602. You can also go online at TecumsehParksandRec.recdesk.com.
Okay.
So youth bowling.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is that bowling is still a very popular thing to do and very popular sport, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, gosh, how many of our local high schools have
bowling teams?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep, and going strong.
Yes,
I might add.
Yes, and doing quite well too.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a couple other things that we've got coming down the pike for folks. We also usually try and do an art class of some type,
mm-hmm.
And so we've got our kids Canvas and Coco, so they will create their own winter masterpiece.
Okay.
With some hot chocolate.
All right.
'Tis the season.
Yes.
And that's going to be best for ages 7 to 12. We ask that you pre-register to make sure that we have enough supplies ready to go for everybody and it's ready and waiting for you. That'll happen Wednesday, January 14th, and it's just $20 per person, and that includes your 12 by 16 inch canvas, your Coco, your step-by-step instructions with our staff leading the way. So for those kiddos that are looking for a little bit more artistic expression,
yeah.
This is a great opportunity for them. That's our kids Canvas and Coco coming at you January 14th.
Okay.
We are also offering a girls lacrosse program for grades 4th through 8th, and this is open for anyone and everyone. You don't have to be a resident of Tecumseh to do any of our programs. Come one, come all. You know where to find us.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is we're trying to help continue to build up the interest and exposure for girls lacrosse. And this is we'll work with Coach Lindsay Chase from Tecumseh, and she's fantastic. She played, you know, college ball here at Adrian College.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just fantastic instructor with that.
Yeah.
So for those of you that are looking or your kiddos, your girls might be interested, and they're between 4th and 8th grade. This is a 2-day kind of mini camp.
Okay.
And it'll be January 15th. And January 22nd up at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. And it's great as an introduction if
mm-hmm.
they've never played before.
Yeah.
Or if they have played and they're just looking to continue to build those skills, you know, what we'll do is we'll separate those experience levels, and they'll get exactly what they need. So if they've never played, they will get the very basic instruction, and if they do have some skills, they'll work on sharpening those over those 2 days. So
again, this is another event or activity or slash sport that is gaining in popularity in the area too.
Yes, lacrosse is building.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. And so always looking at how to give kids lots of options to try something new.
Exactly.
So this is a great opportunity to do that.
Sure.
For those of you who don't mind being outside in all weather, this year we're doing a snowman fun run.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So put your layers on.
Yes.
There's an emphasis on 1 mile, so it's shorter.
Okay.
No matter the weather. But we're doing this in to help kind of add something else to our Ice Sculpture Festival in downtown Tecumseh.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Our snowman fun run will start at the A.J. Smith Rec Center, and we'll run you down to, or you'll run yourself down, to the Market on Evans in Tecumseh.
Okay.
And it's just about a mile there. We'll have, at the finish line, we'll have hot cocoa and coffee, water, some snacks, some activities for the kiddos. This is really family-friendly, open to all abilities. You have a whole hour if you want to shuffle your way, if you just want to stroll your way down. That's fine, too.
Great. All right.
And so we'll also have a race bag for folks. Please pre-register, of course, so we can make sure that's ready for you.
Sure.
And that'll be Saturday, January 17th from 10 to 11 a.m.
Okay.
Okay. So our snowman fun run, for those of you who are not worried about or bothered by the cold.
The cold weather, yes.
Yeah. Also keeping in that vein, we are going to do a moonlight hike as well.
Mm-hmm.
That'll happen Friday, January 30th. And at 5:30 will be a hike best for children and families, and then at 6:15 will be a hike best for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And this is self-guided at Indian Crossing Trails.
Oh,
man, that's beautiful any time of the year.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And so we really wanted to take advantage of introducing maybe a well-known park at a time when people are like, ooh, I'm not going outside.
Yeah.
And there are still folks that will do that. That's totally fine. I very much understand.
Yes.
However, you know, having a couple layers on, you know, we'll have some hot chocolate there for you to kind of warm up as you go. And just an opportunity. Hopefully it'll be a clear evening. So
yeah,
the moonlight will actually guide your steps as you stroll along the paths there. But just another opportunity to get outside and enjoy the beautiful places that we live.
Yes.
Any time of year.
Absolutely.
So don't miss our moonlight hike. Again, we'll definitely have hot chocolate for you, so we can help warm you up afterward.
Sounds great.
Go ahead and pre-register for that one. We will take drop-ins if you are like, oh, I kind of want to see what the weather's like on that day, the temperature, all that good stuff. But you can absolutely pre-register for these ahead of time, and you can stop by the A.J. Smith Rec Center. You can also call us at 517-423-5602. You can also go online, Tecumseh Parks and Rec.
There we go.
RecDesk.com. Yeah. Try and give you a couple ways to get a hold of us, and hopefully see you up at some of our programs.
That's right. Yeah.
Something else that we're trying a little bit new this season is we're going to try our an adaptive sports program. So this is going to be geared and designed really for those with developmental disabilities or other cognitive impairments.
Okay.
And we are going to sample different sports. We're going to give basketball a try, soccer, maybe even some pickleball.
Oh.
Because really at the end of the day, we can make some changes and alterations so that we can set up any of these kiddos for success, because at the end of the day, they really just want to play sports too.
Yeah, sure.
Have
some fun. I totally agree. That's awesome. That's a great idea,
yeah,
Sarah.
We ran an inclusive basketball program over the summer, just kind of as a pilot for us of, mm-hmm. All right, what do we need to learn here? And it was so much fun. All of those kiddos had a great time. And so we're like, all right, I think we can do something in the winter here, too.
Good.
So that will happen for grades 5th through 8th. They'll have their own time for our adaptive sports camp, and that's going to be – this will run on Wednesdays from February 11th to March 4th. And for those grades 5th through 8th will be from 6 to 6:45. And then we'll also have a group for our high schoolers, our 9th through 12th graders. Same days, different time, but that one will be 7 to 7:45.
Okay.
So keep an eye out. If you've got a kiddo that you want to wants to be active, you know where to find us.
There, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, check out our adaptive sports camp. Our staff's really excited about that
one. Yeah, I like that idea. I'm glad that you tried it out with the one during the summer. Coming up with this idea for the winter, too. What a great idea. So, yeah, good for you.
Right on, yeah. So, another mainstay that's coming our way on our calendar is our daughter dances.
Oh, yes.
And so that is going to be February 21st. We have a dance at 1 o'clock and then another dance at 4 o'clock. And our theme this year is Alice in Wonderland. So we're gonna fall down the rabbit hole and we hope you come with us.
I love it.
Tea parties and dancing and how can you go wrong?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So this is, again, one of our programs that always makes its way back on the calendar because it's just a whole lot of fun. For daughters and whoever they're grown up of their choosing that they would like to bring. And it's just a nice afternoon for them to spend together.
Absolutely.
And we'll have a professional photographer there to catch the moment.
Nice.
So you can get a nice photo of the two of you or three of you or however many daughters want to go.
Sure.
So this is definitely a pre-register program. So give us a call, stop in the rec center. And again, mark your calendars for February 21st. Pre-register to save your spot. There's only so many tickets available.
Okay.
And you can choose either the 1 o'clock or the 4 o'clock dance. So.
Excellent. Yeah. So
I could keep going for days and days. Yeah. I have one more thing that I really I really want to chat about really quickly.
All right.
We have partnered last year with Hopscotch Kids, which is right downtown Tecumseh, for our puzzle competition.
Oh, yeah.
And so they host it, and we've done it at the rec center. It was a heck of a lot of fun. It was teams of four, and it was who can put their puzzle together the fastest.
Oh, okay.
It was intense, but they had so much fun. So that's coming back again this year. You can register with us at the rec center. That's going to be Friday, January 23rd from 6 to 8. And every team will get to keep their 500-piece puzzle.
Oh, wow.
So if you have got your dream team of puzzlers, our puzzle competition will have prizes for first, second, and third place.
Oh, wow. That's
so
awesome.
So get your dream team together.
Okay.
Get to the rec.
And have some fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of fun, really kind of wrap it up as a sampler, right? Our last sampler of what we're offering. We're going to do an adult game night.
Oh.
That's going to be at the end of March. That's March 27th. And again, we're going to partner up with Hopscotch Kids. We did this last year, and they have so many great party games that it doesn't take a huge amount of time to play them. You can play with four or eight people. You know, it gives a lot of variety and flexibility.
Sure.
And so everybody, you brought your team, and we just rotated you through, and you played every game. You could switch out and try something else. Man, that was a whole lot of fun. And so our adult game night is adults only. Come and play some board games, card games, trivia. We'll have some drinks and snacks. Just a fun way to play and meet some other folks. And
there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we kind of skip around a lot when we're chatting here, but this was just scratching the surface of our winter offerings at the E.J. Smith Rec Center. So please be sure, check out our website, come in, chat with our staff. We'd love to tell you and show you around, tell you more about what we have planned this winter. But there is a heck of a lot more. I don't think I can keep you here for 3 hours and talk all about it. So,
but that's good. You having so many offerings to be able to offer to not only to Tecumseh residents, but all people that would like to participate. So, like you mentioned before earlier in the program, not necessarily for just Tecumseh City residents. This is for everybody.
Yeah, come one, come all.
Yeah.
Please drop in, come up and see us. We're at 810 North Evans Street in Tecumseh. And can't wait to show you around, and hopefully we'll see you at least once or twice this winter.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, you have such a nice variety, too, of things that will be happening. Thanks so much, Sarah, for being on the program. Hopefully that people will take advantage of all these great programs that you have planned for the winter.
Hope so. Thank you for letting us share it with folks.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. Anytime. Sarah Gilmore, the director of the Tecumseh Parks and Rec, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.